Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's May 5th, 2021, and this is episode 68 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little bit. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the future of licensure and how you compete. Yesterday, we started with a question about how you compete. We focused specifically on RFPs and more specifically on your go, no-go process or lack thereof. The question was, do you respond to an RFP if you don't know who you're competing against? So my first question after yesterday's conversation is, do you have a go, no-go process? I told you yesterday that I truly believe that no matter how big you are or what type of firm you have or the kind of work that you do, some version of a go, no-go is not only important, but it's vital to making sure you're effectively leveraging your time, your effort, and your resources. If you have thoughts on this and you missed yesterday's episode, or you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 67. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and think about even adding to some of these live conversations. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we may not necessarily talk about competition, but I do want to talk about an extremely timely topic that I know is having a major impact on the workload of some firms, and it's definitely having an impact on your clients' reality and the economy in general. Today, I want to do a survey of sorts. So today's question is, what will be the long-term effect on your practice of the explosion of building material costs? Increases in the cost of some building materials over the past year or so are well above 100%. How hard is that to imagine or even comprehend? The Millard Lumber Housing Index that studies the material cost of the same stick-framed home they've benchmarked as the model for their index for more than 75 years has risen over 170% since last March. What does that mean for your clients? It probably doesn't mean that their budget has increased by that much. Does that mean that it shrunk an equal amount? What does that mean for your business? I know some architects are seeing jobs being put on hold or canceled simply because their clients either can't afford what they'd wanted to build or want to hold out for better prices. And that leads me back to the original question. What's the long-term effect of all of this on your business? If projects are being put on hold, will this be a long-term trend? Or are material costs going to start coming back soon? And are those projects going to come back as your clients follow the costs back down? What do you do in the meantime? Is there some sort of pivot that you need to make? Tomorrow we'll talk to Christine Williamson of Building Science Fight Club, so I'm interested in talking about how architects may start detailing and specifying differently, and builders may start constructing differently to compensate for the price of certain building materials. I think this all ties together. So think about all of that, because this is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick. So when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
you know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gehry. Visit glenngehry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.